If you want to be part of the program, you're welcome to do such. We encourage participation. Two avenues in which you can participate in that. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Send us an email. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us, you can certainly give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number, 1-800-927-SHOW. Again, toll-free coast to coast, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with the versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at ProclamationGoods.com.
ProclamationGoods.com. Now, Holly, I'm going to ask, I don't want to come off as a sexist question, but you've used the pans more frequently than I have, and they work just as well for you as they have for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. Like, they work just fine.
Yeah, compared to other pans, these are more superior because they do a better.
I like how they distribute the heat evenly, which is nice.
They don't warp either.
No, they don't warp either. And we had another fry pan.
It has been disposed of.
It has been disposed of. But it seemed like it just got hot in one area.
And then it rocked, and then it warped, and the whole deal. Yeah. The Proclamation cookware, the last pan set you're ever going to purchase. Well, Holly, there's with all things in life, there are disappointments. Some are expected. Some are surprises. Gardening is no different. We're going to go over several expected disappointments that one may find themselves as they journey through their garden this year. Now, some of you may not fall in any of these categories, and good for you, you get a star. Grandpa says it's hard to get stars, so if you didn't fall in any of these, you're going to get a star, imaginary, pretend star. We've sent it to you. So we're going to go over four things here, Holly.
Right. So the first one is things eating your plants. So when I put this down for the topic, this can be anything from a fluffy non-welcome friend to your garden to an insect to maybe even possibly a bird.
Right.
So there's different things that could be eating your plants. So, for example, we have some issues with green beans.
Right. We think it's cutworms. Potentially, we've never seen exactly what's eating them. We know it's not rabbits. You can use deer defeat. Coupon code radio, save 10% on your order. It will deter rabbits, groundhogs, and deers. Soft-bodied insects, you can get your free sample at drzymes.com/garden talk. Take care of that problem. So the green beans are an issue. And if you have issues with other animals, there are deterrents, as we just spoke about, that can keep them away. Sometimes you never know what's eating it. Sometimes it's just best not to know.
Right. So, yeah, sometimes you don't know.
And if you replant, it's good to replant.
Right. It is good to replant. So a lot of times something might be eating your plants at an early stage after they've sprouted for a couple weeks. You can certainly replant at that point.
And let's go to another one. We'll probably touch back on the eating the plants momentarily. Drought and watering issues.
Right. So drought watering issues, this could be anything from you are in a drought situation. We are, many of us, wherever we live, may be low on rainfall. And so maybe you haven't invested in an irrigation system and you rely on yourself watering your plants. And maybe you just haven't done it consistently, and that happens. And then now you have problems or lack of growth because of that.
Well, you've got Dripworks and you've got Tree Diaper that you can use to water your garden with. Yeah, Holly, many places are dealing with severe drought. And in order to help reduce the amount of evaporation, one can use mulch. And there's good mulches and bad mulches. Straw, shredded leaves, shredded paper, in some perennial beds, wood chips. Grass clippings are good if you are using clean grass clippings, meaning there's no seed heads or they haven't been sprayed with a weed and feed that will toxify your garden soil.
Right. So, yeah, you can use mulch to help suppress the weeds a bit, which is our next topic, but also help keep that moisture in. So, weeds. And this seems to be a problem. A lot of people, I mean, most everybody deals with, obviously.
Some more severe than others.
And it seems to be right around this time that you start to notice that the weeds are kind of taking over. And there's some things you can do. One is obviously you can pull them. But two, you could possibly, you know, like we had said, mulch to help maybe suppress some of the weeds. Or you could work on doing something where you put like landscape cloth or fabric and help suppress the weeds that way.
You can use a natural weed killer, a natural green products.com has that. Use coupon code WEEDS, W-E-E-D-S, and buy 3 1-gallon horticultural grade weed killer and get 1 gallon free. You can pull the weeds. The story is always get them while they're early, not when they're tall and you can't see your vegetables. When you pull your weeds, you can do a couple of things with them. You can toss them across the fence over to your neighbors. You can put them in the compost bin. Or you can actually pull them if they're not what is considered an invasive weed, like we would consider creeping Charlie an invasive. You can pull it up and lay it back down on the soil as a mulch. Use the weeds as a mulch to reduce soil and soil surface and the reduction of moisture that's evaporating out of your garden, whether you have an irrigation system or not.
Right. So, yeah, so you can do those things for the weeds.
And with things eating your plants, drought, watering issues, weeds, comes to the fourth portion of this expected disappointment category, which is poor harvest. Now, disclaimer, just because you have things eating your plants or you have watering issues and or you have weeds does not guarantee you to have a bad harvest.
Right. And that's the thing is that you don't, just because you have these issues does not guarantee poor harvest. Especially a lot of these plants are kind of resilient to things like weeds and also at times even drought. You know, you may have some diseases that come upon them, but a lot of times they kind of survive on their own.
Yeah. Obviously the weeds are more aggressive and they're going to overtake your garden. However, in some instances, and let's play the hypothetical game because let's just say you've got a raised bed and it's full of a ground cover that's a weed, Creeping Charlie. Hard to get rid of it. Creeping Charlie is only going to vertically grow so much. So if you leave it alone, yes, it's pulling nutrients from the soil away from your tomatoes that may be in that bed. But in the long run, it's really acting as a living mulch. Some people have spent a lot of money buying seed or plant vegetation to create a living mulch. Mm-hmm. On their ornamental areas, the thyme or isn't it thyme? One of the herbs that grows, it's lost. I've lost the thought of that, but it's a ground cover. In this instance, it's a weed. However, now Creeping Charlie is part of the mint family, and there are individuals who actually have Creeping Charlie inside, living as an ornamental plant in their home.
Right, and that's just absurd to me.
Uh-huh.
Because it is invasive and it does just kind of
take over. It has pretty little purple flowers.
Yeah, it takes over ground cover.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, we've had different authors and such on this program that say, what's the real harm? You know, what's the real harm of Creeping Charlie taking over your yard?
Two rules of thought there. One, it would choke out what you're trying to grow. Or, like we just spoke about, it can actually grow in harmony with what you're trying to grow and creating a living mulch or a living ground cover.
Right. But I'm saying, like, aside from in your garden,
okay.
You know, people have it on their grass and they try to get rid of it and they get frustrated and blah, blah, blah. What's wrong? I feel like as a society, we romanticize this perfect lawn.
Well, we spend millions of dollars and tens of thousands of gallons of chemicals to get our lawn to look green.
Right. So
what,
maybe you just say, I'm fine with how my lawn is, and I have some Creeping Charlie, and I have some crabgrass, and I have this and that, and go about the rest of your day.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Back on the farm, if the grass didn't grow in an area, that just meant we didn't have to mow it.
Right. Exactly.
We didn't have, you know, it wasn't, oh, it's Saturday afternoon, that means we get to spend 4 hours mowing grass and detailing. No, the less that was there, the less we had to mow, and we could do other things that was more important.
Right. And I know people think, you know, for my kids, I want to have a nice lawn. And I mean, my niece and nephew tore up their lawn and tried to dig to China. So,
yeah, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, more power to them. I'm glad that they are creative little
souls.
Well,
their parents was like, they don't care.
Well, it's not that they don't care. They're letting kids be kids.
I know.
That's the difference. Yeah. So maybe you say, my kids are having fun making memories, and I'll deal with my lawn later.
Well, you know what you can't deal with later is Walton's Incorporated, Holly.
Absolutely. So Walton's is brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from. You can preserve your fruits, vegetables, but what about the meat? At Walton's, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created MeatJustSticks.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, and more to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50 to save 10% off of orders of $50 or more and get free shipping. Well, for more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.